General Motors says it believes there is a strong market for hybrid vehicles if those vehicles are the larger models popular with most consumers. At the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, GM CEO Rick Wagner said that's why his company is putting the engines in pickup trucks, SUVs, and mid-size cars.
We play in the whole market. We sell the biggest trucks, we sell the smallest cars, we're going to offer the full range of technologies, and you know what? The customer is going to buy what they want to buy. So what we're trying to do is, very importantly, offer products that people want to buy.
There are several types of hybrid engines, but most are a combination of a traditional gasoline internal combustion engine and a small electric motor. The result is higher gas mileage and lower emissions. Existing hybrid cars get as much as 68 miles to the gallon. Later this year, GM will offer hybrid engines in its Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickup trucks. During the next few years, the company will offer them in other SUVs and mid-size cars. GM is not alone in planning larger hybrid vehicles. In a few months, Ford begins selling a hybrid version of its Escape SUV, and within a couple of years, Toyota will offer a hybrid Lexus SUV. David Friedman is with the Union of Concerned Scientists, an advocacy group that promotes a cleaner environment. He says this is a good trend.
This allows consumers to own their SUV, own their minivan, own their pickup truck, and be able to afford paying gas every month.
But while hybrids can save their owners money at the gas pump, they also cost more than traditional gasoline-powered vehicles, as much as $4,000 more. GM's Rick Wagner says that's why the federal government needs to help promote the new technology.
Whether that's in the mandatory use of hybrid vehicles in government fleets, or extensive consumer tax credits to encourage retail sales. In our view, both of these will be required, and maybe more.
People who buy hybrid engine cars now can qualify for a $2,000 tax deduction. The Union of Concerned Scientists and automakers say a tax credit would be better. They say a credit would save car owners more money in the long run. Analyst David Cole at the Center for Automotive Research says incentives could help persuade more people to give hybrid technology a try.
I think today the consumer is extremely confused by all of the technology that's out there, and ultimately what really counts is it going to deliver value at an affordable price? And that question has not been answered yet.
GM says it considers hybrid engine vehicles a way to help reduce emissions. The vehicles can also help reduce U.S. dependence on imported oil now, while car makers develop hydrogen-based fuel cell engines. That technology is still considered a long way off for most drivers. David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists looks forward to a day when several types of engines are available.
When a consumer walks into a showroom, they should be able to choose conventional vehicles, hybrid vehicles, fuel cell vehicles, and then the market will really shake out a lot of good options for consumers who want to save money on fuel.
Only about 40,000 hybrid vehicles were sold last year, but General Motors says it hopes to sell as many as 1 million by 2007 if the demand is there. The automaker believes the way to create that demand is through tax incentives. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.